Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to TorahMediaAtlanta.com and click on the donate link. Thank you very much.
October 14th, Derech Hashem, Chelek Dalid, Perek Chi'i is the last Perek in Derech Hashem. So in the last Perek that the Ramchal describes now the day-to-day actions of a person. He's gone through Yom Tovim, he's gone through Shabbat, he's going through all of that. And now the title is Havoda Hamikris V'Habrachos, that which is done once in a while, and Brachos. Really, the parak is about Brachos. That's what it's about. So Ramchal addresses the different types of Brachos. You have Brachos on food. He doesn't really focus so much on that, but Brachos on mitzvos, and brachos in general, just making brachos. So the Ramchal focuses on, you know, what is the purpose of a bracha. So he writes that the source of brachos is which bracha? What's the bracha that is a daraisa? You know, the only bracha that's from the Torah?
Benching.
V'achalta v'savata uvirachta. As Hashem Elokecha, right? The Farish Pasuk, that bracha is in the Torah. Now, benching is only daraisa if you have a kadei sevia, which means that you fill up. So if you full with bread, then you have a mitzvah daraisa to bench. That's the only bracha that's daraisa. Some say Birchas HaTorah is also daraisa, but everybody says that benching is daraisa. All the other brachas are derabanan. All the brachas on mitzvahs, brachas on food, brachas on a rainbow. Well, all the brachas are derabanan. So the source of brachas, if you're going to get get an insight into brachas, you have to look at the one that's in the Torah itself, which is benching. So in benching, there we are thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for eating, for the food. Now, even there, the benching that we do, not every bracha is from the Torah. The Chazal tell us only the first three brachas are from the Torah. So it's Hazonis HaKol, Al Haaretz V'Al HaMazon, and Bonei Yerushalayim. Those three brachas are from the Torah. The Torah just says, V'Achalta V'Savata Uveirachta, you should bench Hashem. It doesn't say what to say, but Chazal figure out what needs to be included in benching, and that's what's included. Now, the bracha there of benching is made after eating. So that's the main bracha. It's made after eating. So what is the purpose of the bracha? You already did what you did. You ate. So what's the purpose of the bracha? So the Ramchal explains, brachas are meant to make us focused on the fact that everything we do is meant to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That everything that we do serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when we eat, one could look at eating as a way of serving ourselves. I'm hungry, and I want to eat because I'm hungry. That's the most, or I like the food, so even though I'm not hungry, I'm going to eat it. We all do that. Or perhaps a little bit more refined, I want to be healthy, so I'm going to eat, but it's still about me. It's about HaKadosh Baruch Hu when we say, I need to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or even better, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to serve Him, and I can't do that properly if I don't eat. And that's why I ate. That would be the most refined way of eating. So it's a big madrega. By benching, we emphasize that that's the purpose of eating. Because I eat, and then attribute the food to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So in that, I am acknowledging that eating is actually something that comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He provides me with food. And I acknowledge that when I bench. A bracha rishona is really a next step. That's to direct our thoughts prior to eating. See, to direct our thoughts after we've done what we've done, and to say, okay, I ate. Now, let's not forget, it came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to connect the food with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's great. A step I don't know if you want to call it a higher step, but another step is to say before I actually put the food in my mouth, to acknowledge it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that is that's another step, and that's what the bracha rishona is. The Gemara seems to say I don't remember exactly the lashon of the Gemara, so I don't want to quote the Gemara. But that's the way he says it. So we start with the bracha of benching. From there, we segue into bracha rishona. Of course, bracha achrona, other types like alamechi, etc. And then segue from there to bracha rishona as well. Says the Ramchal, what about a bracha on mitzvos? Bracha on mitzvos, I mean, why are you doing a mitzvah? Because Hashem said so. So what do you need a bracha for? You know, it's food. It's easy for me to think I'm doing it for me, not for Hashem. But why on earth am I, why am I sitting in a sukkah? I mean, there's no, obviously it's because Hashem told me to. So what do I need a bracha for? So the Ramchal writes that even there, a person can become so habituated in mitzvahs and even there just lose sight of what we're doing here. And in order to connect the maisa with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so there is a bracha on mitzvahs as well. Not all mitzvahs. There's a tshuva from the Rashba that goes through which mitzvahs get brachas and which don't and why. Very interesting discussion, separate discussion. But the idea of a bracha on mitzvahs is that even there we can become distracted and forget the fact that we are actually here to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the brachos keep us connected. It occurred to me that he says also the chibuva shel ha-mitzvah, to cherish the mitzvah. That's another reason for the bracha. It occurred to me that, I was thinking through all the al-chets and the ashamnus and the averis we did vidui for and the tshuva for over sesame tshuva and Yom Kippur. So if you say the expanded version of the ashamnus with all of the different averis a person could do, one of the most pervasive things that we say vidui for is brachos. Bracha levatala, bracha shenetzricha, bracha blo kavana. There's brachos to do them properly requires a great deal of, not concentration, but attention. Not to space out, not to let your mind wander. Because we make brachos all the time. We're making brachos all day long. Especially if you're davening, because you have Shemona Esrei also. But brachos are just this constant thing. And we do them so often, and we often do them so quickly that we don't pay attention to what we're doing. And the whole purpose of a bracha is to get us to pay attention. The Rashi says in Maseches Brachos that a person, is based on a Gemara over there, a person should get used to making brachos in Olam Hazeh. Because if you're wondering, what are you going to do all day in Olam Haba, says Rashi, you're going to make brachos. That's what you do all day in Olam Haba. Olam Haba is about making brachos. You're praising Hashem, thanking Hashem. That's what it's all about. We mimic Malachim. Malachim praise Hashem all day long. So that's what we're going to do, is we're going to make brachos. So become used to making brachos, says Rashi, because that's what you're going to be doing. A bracha is acknowledging and focusing us on where we're supposed to be. So that the pause to make the bracha and to think about it is so significant. You ever notice, for all I know, all of you are very careful with your brachos and you say them carefully every time with kavanah, it's all that. You know, that could be. But so I won't talk about any of us in the room. I guess I can include me. But have you ever noticed that a person, so what's the difference between a person who's doesn't make brachos, a non-Jew doesn't make brachos, and a Jew makes brachos? So you want to eat it, a non-Jew just pops it in his mouth. So we make a bracha. So when we make a bracha, very often the bracha is, and the food goes in the mouth. It's almost said quietly, mumbled, and then the food goes in the mouth. Because the bracha is actually an impediment to the food. I want to eat. That's what I want to do. Nebuch, there's some words I have to say before I put that food in my mouth. Because I'm a frum Jew, Baruch Hashem. So I got to pay my dues, and I got to say these words before I eat. But I'm hungry, and I like the food. Tastes good. So I'm not interested in the bracha. I'm interested in the food. The bracha is just this roadblock, which I have to get past to get to the food. So the bracha gets mumbled real quick. It's out of the way. Now I can eat. Now, excuse me, I can be like a guy. Right? Now I can eat. Like now there's nothing in the way anymore. I got past that religious stuff, and now I can eat. That's a typical thing, because what I want to do is I want to eat. I don't want to make a bracha. But Rashi is saying, no, get used to making brachas, because that's what you're going to be doing all day. You're not going to be eating. You're going to be making brachas. So I don't know if there is eating or not eating in Olam Haba. Olam Haba is after Tchias HaMesim. I assume there is eating. But the main thing is going to be brachas. That's going to be the main thing. So a person should get used to it and train themselves to make brachos slowly and carefully, and to concentrate on the bracha itself. Not only for food, where it's most difficult because our interest is the food, but also for mitzvahs, because that will help us make the mitzvah meaningful. And to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is through the bracha. The bracha achrona is the one that I think most people struggle with forgetting to do. I think bracha rishona most people remember to do. I think the only time, as I'm not talking about kids, I'm talking about people who are adults and are used to making brachas, I think that most of the time bracha rishona is not this struggle. I think that the times that people are more likely to forget a bracha rishona is like they thought they washed and they didn't, you know, that kind of thing. Just didn't realize, oh yeah, I usually wash, this time I didn't wash, and now I'm eating without washing, I forgot I didn't make a bracha. I think that can happen then. But I think most of the time, bracha rishona people make. Bracha achrona, I think, is very common to people to forget. Because you get busy, and in the middle of the thing, you know, we walk around and we forgot to make the bracha achrona. Or don't remember whether we made the bracha achrona. It's a very good practice, a very good habit to get into, to force yourself not to leave the table till you make a bracha achrona. Then I don't get up. I don't clean up the table. I don't go do another errand. I don't answer the phone. I don't make a phone call, I guess, until I make that bracha achrona. Get that, make sure it's done to make sure it happens. Especially if you had a kadesh sevia of bread. I mean, then for sure, because then it's a daraisa. But that's a very good habit to get into. There's the whole notion of making brachas to make sure it's done properly. We had one of our guests on the second days of Yontif. He was a guest from out of town visiting for the second days of Yontif. And we had him over for a meal. And then I also saw him throughout Yontif. Anyway, he made every bracha very carefully, out loud. Just stopped what he was doing, made the bracha slowly. And everything, whether it was eating, Asher Yatzar, whatever it was all very carefully, very, you know, very impressive thing. It's a beautiful thing. So it's a good thing. I know there's emphasis on making a bracha out loud for other people to answer amen, but even without that, just for the bracha itself, to be able to say the bracha properly and carefully, it's worthwhile to do it. And that allows us to connect all of our pu'ulos, all of our actions to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the bracha. The takanas chachamim of brachos is what enables us to keep our lives focused on HaKadosh Baruch Hu all the time. Imagine if Chazal didn't make that takana. We would just be able to eat indiscriminately. We would you know, you hear thunder, you hear lightning, nothing. You know, there's just, we'd just be, you know, no brachos, except for benching. It would be a whole different world. Half of davening wouldn't do no Shemot Esrei, no Berachos HaShachar. We all, our brachos are really, really, are a very, very large part of our lives. So we should acknowledge it and deal with it properly. Okay. So ends Derech Hashem.
For those of you who do catch up online with this class, and if you access it through Torah Media Atlanta, you should be aware that Yisrael Killian, who runs Torah Media Atlanta, reached out because donations to that site are down. For those of you who do take advantage of it, I would suggest making a donation online when you do use it so that he can continue that site.